You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast.
Troy Rogers is a poet, musician, and storyteller whose one-man show Upside Down Fantasyland has been moving audiences around the country. After touring Adelaide Fringe, Newcastle Fringe, and beyond, Troy returns to the Sydney Fringe Festival next week with a performance that is both raw and uplifting. Through poetry, songs, and theatre, he shares his deeply personal story of growing up in an out-of-home care, navigating trauma, resilience, and ultimately healing, delving into the complexities of his past with honesty and courage, while balancing the heavy material with humour and love. Today, we're lucky to have Troy with us to talk about his journey and his art.
For those who haven't seen it yet, how would you describe Upside Down Fantasyland?
Firstly, it's a memoir. It's my autobiography. I tell the story through poetry, song, and prose, and I sprinkle it with a bit of comedy. Ultimately, it's my success story and how I turned a life of tragedy into triumph. I grew up with parents who had issues with drug use. So that's the themes and the content of the show. And I travel all of my experiences from birth to now at 31 through all those different art forms.
Has performing the show changed the way you see your past?
It has. I haven't really been asked that question before. And coming into the show, I already feel like I'm in a really good place with it in general. Like I see it as a gift now that I'm able to turn my pain into something so beautiful. And my attitude in life's been quite good for since I've overcome some of that tough stuff.
I'm a big believer in gallows humour myself, Troy, and humour plays a central role in your own show. Why was it important to bring laughter into such a heavy story?
I'll just clarify that I wouldn't say comedy is central, but it's important for me to break through some of the tension with lighter moments. And there's some anecdotes that I share about growing up with my grandmother and how some of those circumstances with her, which were out of the ordinary, were quite comical. So I just wanted to give the audience a full spectrum of experience. And given the fact that I'm taken into some pretty dark places, I wanted to make sure that I was balancing the light and the dark really well.
And you've performed this piece at several festivals now. Do you find audiences respond differently in different cities?
It seems to be pretty universal. There's some audience members that are closer to the story themselves, whether they've experienced something similar or they have a family member or might have gone through, had similar issues themselves. They definitely connect with the story, but I've been getting similar feedback across the different festivals and tours that I've done, which is, it's courageous, it's inspiring, it's incredible that I've been able to turn my life around and create something so beautiful from all of that.
Has there been a particular piece of feedback that's really stayed with you?
There's one that kind of captures it that I really love to replay in my head, which is, I've heard it from a few people, and it's that, you know, Troy smashed my heart into a million pieces and then he put it back together again.
Just lastly, and we wish you all the best with this show, what do you hope audiences walk away with after seeing your performance?
I hope the audiences walk away with a sense of love, knowing that there's tough things in life, but all of us have access to love with the right tools. And somehow I've managed to do that through some dark times. I just wanted to share some of that love with the audience and hope. I want them to feel hopeful and inspired as well as that. But the sense of love in their life is one of my bigger goals.
Upside Down Fantasyland is more than a performance. It's an invitation to witness resilience, vulnerability, and the power of storytelling. Troy Rogers brings heart, humor, and honesty to the stage in a way that stays with audiences long after the lights go down. You can catch Troy at the Cabaret Hub in Marysville Town Hall next week, Wednesday the 24th and Friday the 26th of September at 7:30 p.m. both days. You can find all of the details on sydneyfringe.com. Thank you so much, Troy, for your time today. Yeah.
You have been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.